I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in South Philadelphia, 1705 Snyder's, with Charalambo Saritsaglu, also known as Bobby, Chef Bobby. You're Greek, I understand.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
And this is more than just a pizza restaurant, although we are standing next to the pizza oven. Tell me a little bit about the pizza oven here at Stina.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy that we brought, had imported over. It weighs like 4,000 pounds. It's a monster. It goes up to 1,000 degrees if we wanted to.
And the name Stina is named after your wife?
It is. It's named out. It's a little nickname I have for my wife, Stina. Christina is her name. So.
Christina, Stina. So tell me about the food.
The food is Mediterranean. It's a tour of the Mediterranean. We're going everywhere from Turkey to Lebanon to Morocco to back to Italy and all over.
What did it take to get Stina off the ground?
It took about 2 years, actually, of us kind of getting our hands in there and really being super involved, gutting the whole place and making it brand new. And then, you know, concept, all the decoration, everything we've done here, we've worked very hard.
What was this restaurant before it was Stina?
I think it was a clothing store before it was Stina. And then looking back in some other historical places, actually, I think it was an antique store, which is really great because we kind of have some elements of that. So,
yeah, I saw in the bathroom you have, picture frame.
Yeah. Christina will tell you more about that if you talk to her. She did all of the decorations. Although I've done like a lot of architectural stuff in here with all the doors and the windows and just the way the place looks, cement floor and stuff. But yeah, like the stuff we collected over the years, we love junk. A lot of people call it antiques, but okay. We love just collecting things and saving them, from their demise.
And then you repurpose them into some beautiful decor.
Yeah. So we're definitely like artists, in what we do. We love doing all this stuff. So
tell me about the food. You said it's a tour of the Mediterranean. Is it heavy on the Greek food or a Greek influence?
We're not doing any Greek food right now. I did Greek food at one of the last jobs I was at OPA. It was really great in Center City. We delved deep into Greek food, and I think just for a little bit of change, we're doing some countries all along the Mediterranean that I feel like have like a lot in common, and that's like kind of like one of the things we love about like this food. It's why we want to call it Mediterranean, because you can call it Middle Eastern, you can call it this and that. It's Mediterranean. We all have something in common, which is food, and all the different countries kind of have like this theme and it just kind of go together, and the food is very similar, so kind of bring us together.
Describe the essence of the food. So I'm looking at your salads. The salads are non-lettuce salads, cucumber, tomato, beautiful cheeses.
Yeah. We have a lettuce salad too. We just don't have it in front of us here too. But right. I think that it's like with all Mediterranean food, it's just all about like fresh and clean eating. Just very simple little vinaigrettes, really good olive oil, and stuff that's really good for you. That's what we're doing here.
Tell me about your menu. What's on your menu?
We have a lot of different things on the menu. Everything from like small plates and mezzes and stuff. It's like there's a octopus, hummus. We have a bunch of really great salads. We have some nice shawarma sandwiches, pide, the Turkish pide, and then also of course we have a few pastas and the pizza.
What would you say is the main staple around which everything else is created?
Oh, the main staple. I think we have a pretty balanced kind of menu here, but we use a healthy amount of olive oil and different things. So yeah, it's really good for you.
Yeah.
Yes, olive oil is delicious.
How did you come up with the menu? What was the process like?
I think I just kind of a complicated answer, I guess, but I feel like we want it to be healthy. We want it to be really good, okay? And plentiful too. When you come here, we want you to feel like family, and you're sitting down, you're eating like a meal that you can even perhaps share. Even if you're not with people here, you're kind of in the same room, so we're all kind of sharing together. The menu was just a collection of things that go together really well, things that are popular with a little twist to it.
Pick out a couple of items that we might not be familiar with.
Sure. There's a pasta on the menu called mandi. It's a Turkish-style dumpling. I feel like it has a lot of influence from a lot of different places. And historically, like during the spice trade and stuff, you had people from Asia coming and all this stuff. And, you know, so it has some Asian influence and stuff like that too. And every country has a dumpling, you know, whether you call it a ravioli or a shumai or dumpling. It's, again, what we have lots of in common, you know, with food and stuff. So,
do you have any sweets on the menu?
Yes, TBT, coming soon.
Okay.
Yeah, but yes, we're going to have like things like olive oil cake and all kinds of really good stuff.
You want to tell me about, I'm watching you guys twirl the salads. Tell me about this method. I love it.
Yeah, I feel like it's really important to kind of like eat, you know, the first thing you do when you're eating is you visual. You see something. So we want to make the food really beautiful. It's colorful and it's beautiful. And even before you eat it, you have like the satisfaction. And then you like really want to get into it. And so, yeah, it's just a lot of technique. All of us in the kitchen here are chefs. You know, we worked at lots of fine dining restaurants and stuff. And this place is a casual, fun place. But we're bringing like all of that technique into this environment.
You want to tell us about the drinks?
We're a BYO. So you can bring your own. We'll have some homemade lemonades, mint lemonade. We're going to do like a beet lemonade, a few different flavors, strawberry lemonade, things like that, some iced teas, and then we'll just kind of leave it open to you what you want to bring.
Spike them if you want to?
Yes, of course, yes. We'll look the other way.
What are you most excited about with your opening?
This is our first place ever. I mean, we've worked for a lot of people over the years, over 20 years in the restaurant business, and it's something that it's been our dream. And I'm glad that we can put it together so we can actually bring community together and raise money too. So really great place to eat, neighborhood place, and every month we're raising money for a cause.
So your wife, Christina, runs Philly Age Thrift. Tell me about the philanthropic portion of the restaurant.
So what we're doing, so every month we're going to have a different beneficiary. You know, we're going to kind of pick one every month. It's going to be local in Philadelphia, like, you know, in our neighborhoods. And basically we're going to take a percentage of our daily sales plus one day of the month, the last Tuesday of the month, we're going to do 20% of sales, combine it all together and raise that money. And also, highlight the cause and what they do and even bring representatives in maybe that night and have a fun night, basically. So
explain why philanthropy is so important to you.
Why is it so important? Well, because people are important to us. I mean, loving our community, and I think it's a great way to live. I mean, it's just what we've been taught. There's something to give. So we have something to give.
Chef Bobby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.